Hey everyone, welcome to your deep dive into John C. Maxwell's Developing the Leader Within You 2.0.
I'm excited to break this one down.
Me too. And we've also got some fantastic material from a leadership mastermind to add even more insights. So get ready to level up your leadership game because this one's packed with practical wisdom.
Whether you're leading a team or just leading your own life, this stuff is pure gold.
Absolutely. Okay, so right out of the gate, chapter one tackles a big question. What is leadership, really?
Yeah, and Maxwell doesn't beat around the bush. He comes right out and says leadership is influence.
Straightforward and powerful, right?
Totally. And it really challenges that old school idea that you have to be born a leader or you have to have a fancy title.
It's about impact, not ego.
Exactly. He even makes this bold statement that I love. The world becomes a better place when people become better leaders.
Think about that for a second. It's true, though, isn't it?
It is. It suggests that leadership is something we can all cultivate and develop. We all have the potential to make a positive impact.
And we all have a sphere of influence, right?
Exactly. Whether it's at work, at home, in our communities, or even online.
Leadership is about recognizing that influence and using it intentionally.
And that leads us to one of Maxwell's most popular concepts, the five levels of leadership.
Oh, yeah. This framework is a game changer.
It really is. Yeah. Okay, so think about those bosses who micromanage every little detail.
Been there.
That's level one leadership, all about position and authority.
But then you have those leaders who inspire you to do your best work, who trust you to make decisions, and who really invest in your growth.
That's more like level four leadership, where the focus shifts to developing others.
And the cool thing is that most of us naturally gravitate towards either level two, where we lead through relationships and permission, or level three, where we're driven by results and production.
Yeah, but the real magic starts to happen when we make that conscious effort to move up to level four. That's where we start to empower others and create a lasting impact that goes beyond just hitting targets.
And then there's that rare level five leadership, where you leave a legacy that inspires others to become level four leaders themselves. Think about someone like Nelson Mandela.
Wow, yeah, his impact is still felt around the world. Okay, so we've got these levels, but how do we actually put them into practice?
Right, and that brings us to chapter two, the key to leadership, mastering your priorities.
Because let's face it, we're all juggling a million things these days.
Seriously, it's so easy to feel overwhelmed and scattered.
Exactly. And the mastermind materials hit on this too. They point out that a lot of times it takes a major crisis or a wake-up call to force us to reevaluate our priorities.
True. But wouldn't it be better if we could be more proactive?
Absolutely. So how do we actually do that? How do we escape that cycle of overwhelm and focus on what truly matters?
That's the million-dollar question.
Well, Maxwell offers some incredibly practical advice. He argues that most people overestimate the importance of most things.
That's so true. We try to do too much, and we end up spreading ourselves way too thin.
And the mastermind materials really drive this point home. They emphasize working smarter, not harder.
Not just doing more, but doing the right things in the right way.
Exactly. Then there's the Pareto principle, that 80-20 rule. You ever notice how you can be working on a ton of stuff, but only a handful of those things actually move the needle?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
That's the Pareto principle in action. 80% of your results come from just 20% of your efforts. So the key is to identify that vital 20% and pour your energy into those things.
To focus on what really matters.
And to help with that, the Mastermind materials introduce a handy framework called the three R's for evaluating your tasks. Required, return, and rewarding. So first, ask yourself, what absolutely has to be done by me?
Got it. What are my non-negotiables?
Right. Then think about what activities give you the biggest bang for your buck. What brings the greatest return on your time and effort?
Okay, so prioritize those high-impact tasks.
Exactly. And finally, consider what truly lights you up. What are the things that you find genuinely rewarding that fuel your passion and purpose?
Ooh, I like that. It's about aligning your priorities with your values and your strengths.
Absolutely. And speaking of aligning, Maxwell also talks about the importance of creating margin, that white space in your schedule that allows you to breathe, to think strategically, and to renew your energy.
Oh, yeah. Margin. I need more of that in my life.
Don't we all? The mastermind materials suggest aiming to keep at least 20% of your calendar as white space.
20%? That seems impossible.
I know it can sound daunting. But even small steps towards creating margin can make a world of difference. Maybe it's blocking off an hour every week for strategic thinking, or scheduling 15 minutes each day for mindfulness, or simply saying no to a few commitments that are draining your energy.
It's about being intentional with our time and energy.
Exactly. Because without margin, we're constantly reacting to the latest fire drill instead of proactively shaping our own lives and our leadership.
So we've covered influence, priorities, even creating space in our lives. But there's another element of leadership that's absolutely essential, and that's character.
Oh, yeah. Character's huge. Yeah. Maxwell dedicates a whole chapter to it. The foundation of leadership, he calls it.
And the mastermind materials take this concept even deeper, asking a powerful question right off the bat. Am I a healthy leader?
That's a good one. It forces us to look in the mirror and be honest with ourselves about our strengths and weaknesses.
It's about walking the walk, not just talking the talk.
Right. Because skills might get you the job, but character is what keeps you there.
I love that. And Maxwell outlines four key dimensions of character, authenticity, self-management, humility, and courage.
The mastermind materials even use the term brokenness, which I thought was interesting. They're talking about those experiences that have humbled us, that have forced us to confront our limitations, and that have ultimately shaped our character.
It's about recognizing that we all have flaws and weaknesses. We've all made mistakes. And by sharing those experiences, we can create a space of empathy and understanding.
It's like that saying, our wounds become our wisdom.
So if character is the foundation, what are we building on top of it?
Well, that leads us to chapter 4, the ultimate test of leadership, creating positive change.
Because change is inevitable, right?
It is. But leading change, effectively, that's a whole different ballgame.
It can be so challenging. People resist change. They get comfortable with the way things are.
And the mastermind materials highlight four key reasons why. First, people often feel awkward or self-conscious when they have to do something new. They're stepping outside of their comfort zone.
Yeah, makes sense.
Second, people tend to focus on what they'll have to give up, what they might lose in the process of change.
It's natural to focus on the potential downsides.
And then there's the fear of ridicule or judgment. Nobody wants to look foolish or make a mistake.
Especially in a professional setting.
And finally, people often feel alone in the process of change, which can be really isolating and discouraging.
So understanding these reasons can help us lead change more effectively and compassionately.
Definitely. And to help us navigate the process, the Mastermind materials provide a really practical acronym, Plan Ahead.
I like that. Tell me more.
I won't go through every single step, but one that really stood out to me was allow time for acceptance. Because change doesn't happen overnight, right?
Right. It takes time for people to process, to adjust, and to get on board.
And that requires patience and understanding from us as leaders. The Mastermind materials even outline the three typical phases of acceptance: denial, concern, and buy-in.
So it's like those stages of grief, but for change.
Exactly. So we need to be prepared for pushback, address concerns, and celebrate even the smallest wins along the way.
It's about creating a supportive environment where people feel safe to embrace change.
And throughout this whole process, our credibility as leaders is absolutely crucial. It's not about demanding obedience, but about inspiring trust and confidence.
Because if people buy into you as a leader, they'll be more likely to buy into the changes you're proposing.
Right. And that trust stems from everything we've talked about so far: influence, priorities, and integrity. You got to walk the walk and be consistent in your actions and your words.
It all ties together. Which brings me to chapter 5, the quickest way to gain leadership, which might surprise you.
Oh, yeah. What's the secret?
Problem solving.
Interesting. It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
Totally. Okay. And who doesn't want to be known as the person who can handle any crisis with grace and efficiency?
A problem solver is a valuable asset in any situation.
Exactly. And Maxwell has a really interesting perspective on problems. He says, problems introduce us to ourselves.
What do you think he means by that?
Well, I think he's saying that problems reveal our strengths and weaknesses and how we react under pressure.
That's a good point. It's easy to stay composed when everything's going smoothly.
Right.
But it's when we're faced with challenges that our true character shines through.
Right. And problems also introduce us to others. They reveal how the people around us handle challenges.
Some people panic, some people blame others, some people just give up.
And then there are those who rise to the occasion. Those who see problems as opportunities for growth and innovation.
The problem solvers.
Exactly. So how do we develop that problem-solving mindset? How do we stay calm under pressure, analyze the situation, and come up with creative solutions?
Well, the Mastermind materials offer some helpful strategies. One of them is to think about the worst-case scenario up front. Ask yourself, what's the absolute worst thing that could happen, and how would I handle it?
That's a good one. It forces you to confront your fears and to come up with a plan.
Exactly. They also recommend speaking to the people who are most likely to resist change. Find out their concerns and address them head on.
It's about being proactive, not reactive.
Right. Get ahead of the problem before it spirals out of control. And finally, they encourage us to answer the toughest questions up front. Don't shy away from the hard stuff.
It's about being honest with yourself and with others.
And about being willing to do the hard work of finding solutions.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about influence, priorities, character, creating change, and problem solving. And believe it or not, there's still more to come.
Bring it on. I'm ready for round two.
Okay, but first, a quick word from our sponsor.
All right, welcome back to our deep dive. We're tackling chapter 6 now, the extra plus in leadership. Attitude. You know how people say attitude is everything?
Oh, yeah. Cliche, but is there some truth to it?
Maxwell dives deep into that, and the Mastermind materials back it up.
Okay, lay it on me. What's the big deal about attitude and leadership?
Well, think about it. You could have all the skills, all the talent in the world, but if you've got a bad attitude, it's like a poison.
It affects everyone around you, right?
Exactly. It brings everyone down. But on the flip side, a positive attitude that's contagious.
It can really lift a team's spirits.
Absolutely. And it can even boost productivity, believe it or not.
So it's not just about being happy-go-lucky all the time.
No, not at all. It's more about having this mindset that helps you face those inevitable challenges with some resilience, you know, with a sense of optimism.
I like that.
The Mastermind materials tell this really great story about an interaction between John Maxwell and this young guy, Billy. And Billy, he was focused on all the reasons why he couldn't succeed, all the obstacles in his way.
We've all been there.
Right, totally. But Maxwell, through a series of questions, he helps Billy to kind of shift his perspective.
See the possibilities instead of the problem.
Exactly. And it's a powerful reminder that our attitude really does shape our reality.
If we're constantly focused on the negative, well, we're going to see obstacles everywhere. But if we choose to focus on the positive, even in the midst of challenges,
you'll start to see opportunity.
Okay, that makes sense. Do the materials offer any specific tips for like how to actually cultivate a more positive, winning attitude?
They do. And one that really resonated with me was this idea of taking responsibility instead of playing the victim. It's easy to blame our circumstances for our problems, right?
It's human nature, I think.
Yeah. But ultimately, we have the power to choose how we respond to those circumstances.
Okay, so own your choices. Own your actions, even when things don't go your way.
That's the key. And speaking of owning our choices, that transitions really nicely into chapter 7, the heart of leadership, serving people. This chapter really flips the script on traditional leadership.
How so?
Well, instead of the leader being at the top, you know, calling all the shots, it argues that true leadership is about putting others first.
Interesting.
It's about empowering those we lead. About measuring our success by the value we add to others. It's not about me, me, me.
It's about how can I serve, not how can I be served.
Exactly. It's a pretty radical shift in perspective.
I like it, though. It really resonates with me.
Me too. And the Mastermind materials share a really inspiring story that illustrates this whole concept. It's about this leader who didn't demand respect based on his position. He earned it through his actions, through his humility and his genuine care for the people he led.
That's the kind of leader I want to be.
Don't we all? But serving others can be tough. It takes a lot of selflessness. And sometimes it means putting our own needs on the back burner.
The Mastermind materials acknowledge that it can be a real challenge. But they also offer some really thought-provoking questions to help us reflect on our approach to servant leadership.
Like what?
Well, some of them are, how can I help others succeed? What do people need from me daily, even if they don't ask? And how can I serve people better?
Wow. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
They really force you to think, don't they?
They do. And those are questions we should be asking ourselves regularly to make sure that we're staying true to that servant heart. And speaking of staying true to something, Maxwell moves on to what he calls the most important quality a leader can have.
I wonder what it is.
It's vision. And that's the focus of chapter 8, the indispensable quality of leadership. Vision.
Ah, yes, vision.
Yeah.
It's the guiding light. It's what gives our leadership purpose and direction.
But sometimes I feel like I get so caught up in the day-to-day grind that I lose sight of the bigger picture. How do we even find our vision in the first place?
Great question. The Mastermind materials suggest starting by looking within, examining our passions and our values. What are we naturally drawn to? What makes us come alive?
It's about connecting with that inner spark, right?
Yeah, that deep-seated desire to make a difference in the world. But it's not just about looking inward. It's also about looking behind us. What have we learned from our past experiences?
Both the successes and the failures.
Exactly. What patterns are we seeing?
It's about using those lessons to shape our future.
And then they suggest looking around us, paying attention to the needs of others. What are the problems that people are facing? How can we use our unique skills and talents to make a positive impact?
Our vision shouldn't exist in a vacuum, right? It should be connected to the needs of the world around us.
I agree. And then there's looking above us, considering our higher purpose. Why are we here? What's our unique contribution?
What legacy do we want to leave behind?
Big questions,
right? Yeah.
And finally, there's looking ahead, envisioning the future we want to create. What does success look like to us?
It's about painting a picture of the future and letting that vision guide our actions.
And inspire others along the way. Having a vision, though, that's just the first step.
Right. How do we actually make it a reality?
Well, that takes us to Chapter 9, the price tag of leadership, self-discipline.
Ah, self-discipline, the not-so-fun part.
I know it's not always glamorous, but it's essential. It's the key to turning those visions into reality. It's about showing up consistently, even when it's hard, even when you don't feel like it.
It's about mastering ourselves so we can achieve our goals.
Exactly. And the Mastermind materials have this powerful exercise that really drives this point home. They ask you to think about a time when you let yourself down. What happened? What were the consequences?
Oof, that's tough. Nobody likes to dwell on their failures.
No, but it's important to acknowledge them. And then they flip the script and they ask you to imagine a time in the future when you'll be incredibly proud of yourself for your self-discipline. What will you have accomplished?
Oh, I like that. It helps you connect with the positive side of self-discipline.
Right. And they also offer some practical tips for strengthening that self-discipline muscle. One that stood out to me was focusing on your strengths. When you're working in areas where you naturally excel, it's easier to stay motivated and push through challenges.
Yeah, it's about playing to your strength, for sure.
And finally, they emphasize the importance of consistency. Small, consistent actions repeated over time, they lead to big results.
It's about building those habits.
Exactly. Those daily rituals that move us closer to our vision one step at a time. Okay, so we've covered influence, priorities, character, creating change, problem solving, attitude, servant leadership, vision, and self-discipline.
Phew, my brain is full. Are we ready for the grand finale?
Let's do it. What's Chapter 10 all about?
Okay, but first a word from our sponsor.
All right, we're back. Ready to wrap up our deep dive into Developing the Leader Within You 2.0.
I am. And with all this incredible material from the Leadership Mastermind 2, I feel like we've been on quite a journey.
Me too. So Maxwell saves what I think is one of the most important principles for the very last chapter, the expansion of leadership, personal growth, Chapter 10.
Okay, growth. Makes sense. I mean, the world is changing so fast, we've got to keep evolving, right?
Absolutely. And Maxwell argues that growth, it's not just a nice to have, it's essential for effective leadership, to stay relevant, adaptable, and ahead of the curve.
Okay, so how do we actually make growth a consistent part of our lives? I mean, it's easy to get caught up in the daily grind and kind of forget about our own development.
Right, and the Mastermind materials offer a really smart approach. They suggest developing a specific growth strategy.
A strategy. Okay, I like where this is going.
Yeah, so they ask, what's one area of your life where you really need to grow? And then what's your actual plan for that growth? So it's not just about like, oh, I want to get better at this.
It's about being intentional, right?
Exactly. Creating a concrete plan. And then they also encourage us to measure our progress. Like, how will we actually know if we're growing?
What are the metrics?
Yeah, what are we tracking? That way we can hold ourselves accountable.
I love that. It's about setting ourselves up for success by being specific and intentional with our growth.
Right. And they also highlight the importance of consistency again. They remind us that small, consistent actions, they build up over time. They can lead to extraordinary results.
It's like compound interest, right? Small deposits made regularly can grow into something huge over time.
That's a great analogy. It's the same with personal growth. Small, consistent efforts, day after day, they can lead to amazing transformation.
So we don't have to make these drastic changes overnight.
No. Sustainable steps. That's the key to long-term growth.
But growth can be uncomfortable, can it?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, it often means pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones.
Facing our fears, challenging those limiting beliefs.
It's not always easy. But the Mastermind materials remind us that growth, it's also incredibly rewarding. So they ask, what have you learned as a leader that has brought you the most joy? And then, why has it been so joyful?
That's a good question to reflect on. It helps you connect with those positive aspects of growth.
Yeah. the sense of accomplishment, the increased confidence, the deeper sense of purpose.
It's about finding the joy in the journey, even when things get tough. So we've reached the end of our deep dive into Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 and all this fantastic mastermind material. What are your final thoughts? How do you think the mastermind stuff complements the book?
Well, I think it offers this really valuable layer of practical application.
Yeah.
You know, the book lays the groundwork. It gives us the principles, the big ideas.
Yeah.
But then the mastermind materials take those ideas and they turn them into actual steps, exercises, discussion prompts, things that we can use to integrate these principles into our own lives.
They bridge the gap between theory and practice.
Exactly. Which is so crucial if we actually want to make a difference. And one thing that struck me about the materials was their emphasis on self-reflection.
Yeah, me too. There were so many questions prompting us to look inward.
To examine our beliefs, our behaviors, our motivations. I mean, it's so important to understand ourselves right.
If you can't lead yourself, how can you lead others?
Right. And they also emphasize the importance of connection and community.
That we're not in this alone.
Right. That we need others to challenge us, to support us, to hold us accountable. The mastermind materials create a space for that connection, for that collaboration, which is so valuable.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you hope our listeners will remember? What's the big AHA moment?
I think the biggest takeaway is that leadership, it's a journey, not a destination.
Ooh, I like
it. It's an ongoing process. You're always learning, always growing, always evolving. And anyone can embark on this journey.
No matter your title, your position, or your circumstances.
Exactly. We all have the potential to lead, to make a difference. And this book, along with those mastermind materials, they give us an incredible roadmap for that journey.
So true. But the most important step is taking action, right?
Absolutely. Don't just listen to this and then forget about it. Let it inspire you to become a better, more impactful leader.
What will you do to develop the leader within you?
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep leading.